नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे उसको खिलाऊं मत
वेलकम बोला तो पैसा आ
गया। ओके सो वी विल स्टार्ट अवर डिस्कशन। सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट विद द फिफ्थ कमेंट्री टू द फर्स्ट वर्स। We have already discussed the commentary of Srila Radharaman Das Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Srila Prabhupada for the first verse. So now we will discuss Srila Bhaktirakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj's commentary and then finally end with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's Upadeshamrit Bhasha. So they are discussing the past times. बस उनका गुरु है ना तो naturally आता है
full time
and full time he was full time staying there. Okay, so we'll chant the verse. वाचो वेगम मनसा क्रोध वेगम जिह्वा वेगम उदरोपस्थ वेगम एतान् वेगान् यो विषहे तदीरा सर्वान् अपि मां पृथिवींश्च शिष्या। ओके सो कमेंट्री बाय श्रील भक्तिरक्षक सीधा स्वामी महाराज। वन टाइम अवर गुरु महाराज श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर अरेंज टू प्रीच इन वृंदावन फॉर द फुल मंथ ऑफ कार्तिक। फुल मंथ चले गए उधर फुल मंथ प्रीचिंग। ही चोज टू स्पीक फ्रॉम द बेसिक टीचिंग्स ऑफ द उपदेशामृत ऑफ श्रील रूप गोस्वामी।
कार्तिक महीने में
हिज अटेंशन वॉज ऑलवेज फोकस्ड ऑन द बेसिक्स बिकॉज ही फेल्ट दैट द फ्रूट्स ऑफ डिवोशन विल कम नेचुरली। Pour water onto the root and the fruit will come by itself. Upadeshamrit contains the substance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in the language of Srila Rupa Goswami. These 11 verses of Upadeshamrit were inspired by the advice of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami put that advice into poetic language. Guru Maharaj himself spoke for several days on the boundary line between Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. उधर हो रहा है चर्चा किसके बारे में उपदेशामृत के बारे में। Srila Prabhupada explained उपदेशामृत and nothing of Govinda Lilamrit or Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Sri Krishna Bhavanamrit. So these are like Radha Krishna's pastimes. So he didn't speak anything of that. He spoke directly from Upadeshamrit. Ye bhi amrit hai, Govinda Leela Amrit, Shri Krishna Bhavanamrit, but he spoke Upadeshamrit. The higher topics of Madhurya Leela, Radha Krishna's amorous pastimes were left aside. His attitude was, people are ripe in sahajya imitation of devotion. Just try to make them understand to enter the plane of bhakti. That is so great. What to speak of Krishna Leela? That is far, far above. Yet first try to make them practice bhakti. Krishna Leela ko to dur ki baat hai. Pehle bhakti mein prerit karo unko. Okay. Again, I will repeat, please follow social distancing norms, otherwise the class will stop. These were his words. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. This is a famous verse that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself composed. And he would make his sannyas disciples and brahmacharis of Gaudiya Math travel on the roads of Bengal, and they will be singing this bhajan. Ek paragraph hi gaate the. Poojala ragapata gaurava bange matala harijana vishaya range. Basutnaya. Because Sahajiyas used to criticize Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he is not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not giving raga marga. So in response to that, we don't reject raga marga, but we have raga marga on our head. It is worshipable for us, not prematurely accept raga marga. Matala Haridana Vishaya Rangi. So basically, I don't know the exact translation, but it is fool's rush where angels fear to tread. Nay, the essence of the meaning of this whole verse is this. We, for us, the Raga Marga, we don't reject Raga Marga, but it is worshipable for us. So incidentally, I was sharing with Hari Gopal Prabhu that as a sequel to rediscovering Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, I have started demystifying Raganuga Bhakti. It will start on 4th. So usme I have made the presentation from Bhakti Rasam Sindhu's main line flow is according to Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, but it has details from some from Jaiva Dharma, some from Manasiksha introduction, and some from Raghavartma Chandrika, small book by Vishnu Chagal Thakur, and Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. And it is coming out to be a really comprehensive presentation. Matlab, it's really flowing very nicely. And agar mujhe pura bolne ko mila, matlab, Ananta allows that much time. That's why first class se mein ded ghanta shuru kar diya. It's not 1 hour. So this will be a really good presentation actually. It is very comprehensive. Yeah, I will not, I am not doing detailed recap. Very detailed recap nahi karunga. But, because they can play over the, they can always play over the this thing. YouTube. So, this will be a good material actually. Raganuga Sadhana mein comprehensive, humne jo Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani mein se padha, jo Jaiva Dharma mein se padha, jo Manasiksha se padha, jo Bhakti Rasam Sindhu se padha, you know, bringing it all together in, you know, according to the line of discussion of Bhakti Rasam Sindhu. It's acha aa raha hai, it is. Till now, maine about 70-80% of slides bana diya, aur baki hai. But once it is done, it will be good material, comprehensive material. Sab kuch hai usme. All FAQs will be addressed in the presentation only, like that. Of course, not everyone will read, but definitely usme jo interested people hai, those who are looking for it, they will get everything at one place. Achha. If only time was not a constraint, or be you can make it little more elaborate, but okay, but still more or less. You can't make a very long course, people will lose interest. Okay, baad mein wo baat karenge. So the point is, Today only I was working on this Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur ka, you know, history of Raganava Sadhana and Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That is one of the thing. Uska 100 slide, almost like. Introduction se, mana saksha ka introduction se, internal external, uska, you know, alag-alag, I have put alag-alag headings, so that easy assimilation ke liye. So, in that we were discussing this, Pujala Raga Pata Gaurava Bhange, her essay, it is an essay. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. The whole sphere is taken at a respectable distance on the head. So we don't reject. Do we reject Raganuga? No. It is worshipable for us. Go on working in the lower level. Matlab Vaidhi Sadhana karte raho. To show proper respect to the highest thing. Don't venture to enter. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. With this idea he dealt everywhere. Because in fact Raganuga became the reason for the whole Sahajiya movement. Okay. Sridhar Maharaj's class was in probably Bengali translated in English. I think it's class. I don't think it is writing. I don't know. Maybe one of his disciples must have translated. The impulse of speech and the mind. So, vacho vegam, manasa vegam. Vacho Vegam means the urge to speak. One is habituated to speak too much. That tendency to speak is always there, whether it is good or bad. There is no time to discriminate. Always talking and talking. I may speak anything and everything and then later repent. Why did I say this? I should not have said such a thing only to pain the heart of others. When the force comes from within to say something, we cannot control it. I am straightforward. I can say anything and everything to everyone, anyone and everyone. I may even abuse a sadhu. So some people have this. I am a straight talker. I am not a wishy-washy person. Main jo bhi hai seedha seedha muh pe bol deta hu. Sahi hai. I mean, in the name of being straightforward, many people are very insensitive. So both extremes are bad. You don't have to be nice on face and stab behind the back. At the same time, in the name of being straightforward, we should not be insensitive also. This should not be. We must try to control that force coming from within in the form of speech. Manasa means mental waves. Sometimes the rush of some idea may overtake me and manipulate me. It is very difficult to control the mind. The mind may be absent. We may engage our body, but I may think something bad. Sometimes during even performing some core devotional activities, some really terrible thoughts come. To control the mind, some responsibility is necessary. We must accept responsible actions and service. Then we can control the mind. If we have responsible actions and service, then only it is possible to control the mind. Otherwise, the mind is independent. It may run hither and thither. we must take some responsibility to control the mind by engaging it in the service of Krishna and his servants. Then the mind will be peaceful. It is difficult to control the inner mind, but when we preach to others, we cannot but be all conscious. Abhi khud ko kuch bolna hai, so we will be little lenient. ठीक है कल से करो हाँ खुद को बोल रहे हैं कल से करो आज एक दिन चलेगा कल से फॉलो करेंगे बट वेन वी आर टेलिंग टू अदर्स वेन वी आर प्रीचिंग देन वी विल बी ऑल कॉन्शियस सो ही सेज वी कैनॉट टॉक इररेलेवेंटली अभी माइंड खुद को कुछ बोल रहा है तो इररेलेवेंट थिंग्स बहुत कुछ बोलेगा But when we are preaching to others, we cannot afford to speak anything irrelevant. We will be very conscious of what we speak. We can easily have concentration when we talk about Krishna. That is called Kirtan. I may begin with some japa, but my mind wanders here and there and everywhere. But when I engage in Kirtan, I must be fully attentive. Generally, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur use Kirtan to indicate Krishna Katha most of the times. And here Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj is also using in that same way. In that way, we can control the mind, which is very difficult to capture, to utilize.
Is it a solution?
Solution is speak Krishna Katha. Preach.
Kirtan.
Oshtaspandana matrena kirtanam tu tato varam. So he quotes a verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Simply by moving the lips to chant the Lord's holy name, one can attain the greatest benefit. Special stress has been put on kirtan by Mahaprabhu. Kirtan means to preach. The environment is prepared to attack me. I should rather take up the offensive rather than the defensive. I shall attack the environment. Kirtan means to take the offensive. The whole environment is surcharged with the offensive spirit. They are coming and attacking me from different directions, through different ideas that are like spies that are already within us, their agents. So, different, like idle mind is the devil's workshop. So basically he is telling, it is difficult to absorb the mind in japa, but when you engage it in speaking to others, you can't talk irrelevantly. Mindless japa is possible. Mindless preaching is not possible. But difficult. Anything is possible.
Ulta bhi ho
sakta. Kya ulta?
Mindless japa rekha mindless preaching.
Nahi, nahi. Aisa nahi. Aapka bol raha hai. Mindless preaching karta hai kya?
Some people speak, some speak.
Then how do you know that they are doing mindful japa?
नहीं सेम पर्सन
ही नहीं सेम पर्सन सो इट इज द पॉइंट इन
क्लासेस पीपल स्पीकिंग स्पेकुलेशन एंड कंप्लीट
नहीं दैट इज ओके बट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट वन पर्सन इट इज इजियर टू बी माइंडफुल इन स्पीकिंग देन टू बी इन जपा बिकॉज आवर जपा नो वन इज वॉचिंग माइंडफुल मतलब यू आर केयरफुल अबाउट यू नो वॉट यू आर स्पीकिंग एंड वॉट इम्पैक्ट इट इज हैविंग ऑन दैट अदर पर्सन सो वेदर द सोर्स ऑफ दैट नॉलेज मे बी लिटिल क्वेश्चनेबल दैट इज ओके बट एटलीस्ट यू विल बी केयरफुल अबाउट you know, presenting it in the proper way. So, he says that the best way to attack the tantrums of the mind is engage in positive preaching, so that you the mind will be forced to become mindful and attentive.
Media environment,
both internal and external. In external also is little offensive and negative, and internally also we are having negative thoughts.
Maya.
Yeah. So the best way is to engage the mind in preaching. So naturally we can be attentive. Attacking means ऐसा नहीं है कि वो thought आएगा उसके बाद मैं उसको you know उसको मैं I will deal with it. That is defensive. I will attack. Before that thought comes only, I will engage in preaching so that the thought, I don't allow the thought to come only like that. That is offensive. I shall take the offensive and attack the environment with the power that I have received from my Guru Maharaj.
Guru, don't be consumers.
Don't be consumers of other, which means
YouTube, उससे आप कंज्यूमर हो
जाओ.
बट यू कंज्यूमर्स ऑफ देयर प्रीचिंग. बट यू नो व्हाट आई प्रीच. यू गिव.
करेक्ट. दैट मींस कीर्तन. दैट मींस प्रीचिंग. That is what we are told by our Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Preaching means to attack the environment, not to lie down passively and allow others to take the position. Yeah. Gauranga point. Same thing. Japa is a very feeble thing, a weak thing. You will begin your japa, and when you are aware, you will find that your mind is marketing in some other place. Well, this is easy. इन जपा बट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. इन ऐसा नहीं है कि आप क्लास देते रहते और कुछ सोच रहे हैं, ऐसा तो हो ही नहीं सकता. वेरी रेयर. यू हैव टू बी कॉन्शियस. वेरी वेरी वीक. बट वेन यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट कृष्णा टू अदर्स, यू विल बी फुल्ली अटेंटिव. दैट इज ऑटोमेटिक अटेंशन. देयरफॉर यू कैन कंट्रोल द माइंड बाई प्रीचिंग. So Manasa Vegam ka, the solution that he gives is engage in kirtan. Kirtan means preaching.
Preaching is not that always you get opportunity to see Krishna
Balaji. That is okay, na? But the mood is how I can give a solution by which eventually he will become Krishna conscious. Na? Ultimately that is there. अभी वो आपको कुछ फिजिक्स का क्वेश्चन पूछने के लिए आ रहा है. ऐसा नहीं है कि उसका हाथ में जपमाला करके बैठो जपा करो, ऐसा बोलने की जरूरत नहीं है. वो आपको पता है तो बताओ उसको लाइक दैट. बट द अल्टीमेट गोल इज व्हाट इज टू हेल्प हिम कम क्लोजर टू कृष्ण. So this is, and Vacho Vegam ka kya bole? Vacho Vegam ka kuch solution diya? This is Manasa Vegam.
I'm a straightforward person. Why did I say this?
Correct. Then the impulse of anger, krodha vegam. Then there is krodha vegam. Krodha means anger. When anger comes, it creates a disaster and a reaction is inevitable. We must try to check that sort of flow of the mind towards anger. We shall not try for that. But what we have, we shall try to utilize it for the service of Krishna. Matlab, don't try to acquire too many different things in which you may get frustration. What you have, utilize it in Krishna's service. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhosi tadatiyat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Oh Kaunteya, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give in charity, whatever penances you may undertake, do that as an offering unto me. Good or bad, whatever is within you, that must be thrown away for the object of Krishna's service. Basically, he's telling, you have anger, utilize it in Krishna's service. Krodha bhakta dveshi janya. With a new utilization. If you have some anger is bad, but when utilized in Krishna's service, it becomes good. But of course, we discussed this yesterday. The object of kama becomes the object of krodha. So if the object of kama is not changed, the object of krodha cannot be changed. So if you are a very tempestuous person, if you are a very easy to become angry, then develop attachment to devotees so that when someone offends the devotees, you can become angry. That is utilizing anger. You can't have attachment to popcorn and become angry when devotees criticize. Aapka jidhar attachment hai udhar, when that is challenged, only then we will become angry. So the object of kama will become the object of krodha when taken away, or when challenged, or when criticized. So therefore, we have to change the object of our attraction. Only then it is possible for us to dovetail our anger in the right direction. It may be adjusted. तो एक एक मिनट के बाद चालू करो उसको. पावर चालू करो ना. ओके. इट मे बी एडजस्टेड इन दिस वे. I have got anger, and that anger should be utilized in favor of the service of the Lord. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. Whoever comes to attack the devotees, I will use my anger against him. We make the best of a bad bargain. So many tendencies are in my mind, and when I want to transform them wholesale within my mental system, I shall try to adjust them in connection with divine service. So it is just, so he is going to talk about adjustment. He is talking about adjustment here, and the last section, big section, is talking, he will talk about adjustment only. Adjustment matlab kya hai? Adjustment of value system. So when what you value changes, then attachment lust develops towards that, anger develops towards that, when that is taken away, greed develops towards that. If you are a greedy person, sanchaya vritti both strong hai, then when the value changes, like abhi dollar ka kam ho gaya, or ya particular क्रूड ऑयल का बढ़ गया कम हो गया, या गोल्ड का बढ़ गया कम हो गया, यू विल इन्वेस्ट देयर बिकॉज आपको नेचुरली ग्रीड है. सो ही सेज दैट चेंज द वैल्यू सिस्टम. So what you start valuing, you will become lusty towards that, kama will develop towards that. When fulfilled, lobha will develop towards that. And when not fulfilled, krodha will develop towards that. Kama Krishna Karmarpane. So when you develop attraction towards Krishna karma, then you get attached to that. Then a part of Krishna karma is interacting with devotees. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. Then krodha will develop towards that. Lobha is sadhu sanghe hari kirtan. So one will become greedy for sadhu sangha and hari kirtan. Moha ishta labha vine. Moha means illusion or what to say, a kind of lamentation. Ishta labha vine, when you don't get what you are aspiring for in Krishna consciousness. What is remaining? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. Matsarya, it is not given. Mada, it's given. So many tendencies are in my mind, and when I want to transform them wholesale within my mental system, I shall try to adjust them in connection with divine service. So when the definition of what is valuable changes, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, everything realigns in an anukool way towards Krishna consciousness. Yes. Yeah. Value system. I shall try to utilize them in that stage. In some stage, it may seem that a devotee becomes angry by even a little cause. But that anger should not be classified as ordinary anger. His anger will do good to the person with whom he is angry. For the right reason. If it is krodha bhakta dveshi jane, then bhakta dveshi jane will be benefited. But if it is krodha against bhakta only, then he is not talking about that. His anger will do good to the person with whom he is angry. It is for the well-being of the man with whom he is angry. He says, "Achha ho gaya. So, I don't have to try to control my anger. Koi bhi aayega, shoot karunga, usko benefit ho jayega." Maybe he will get benefited, but what will happen to us? They cannot be judged independently. Mahaprabhu was angry sometimes. When Mahaprabhu was going on with kirtan, they closed the door and one brahmachari who was only drinking milk and nothing else wanted to enter. He thought that I must be considered to be purest because I drink only milk, nothing else. Why have they closed the door to me? Then at last, when the door was opened and he asked why the door was closed to him, Mahaprabhu said, "Simply drinking milk is no qualification. The real qualification is Krishna consciousness." This doodh aur bakri. Oi na, he goes to the same. Ye bhi oi doctor ke paas jata hai. Huh? What is testing?
3 months in India, just the drink and drink.
This has been seen many times. There was some misbehavior done against Srivas Pandit. A tantric placed some wine and other things at the door of Srivas's house at night in order to ridicule him. Srivas Pandit opened the door and saw wine, meat and other nasty things. Then he went to his neighbors and said, "Please see how I am a tantric. Every night with the help of this meat and wine I worship Goddess Kali." Then those gentlemen felt very disturbed. Who is the rogue who has done this thing? When Mahaprabhu was informed, he was very much enraged and said, that man will have to suffer. Later, that man whose name was Gopal Chappal got leprosy. Sometimes in this world, some anger is shown by the incarnation of God Himself and some devotees also. But that is not harmful. It is for the good of the person. The excitement found in a devotee should not be taken as ordinary. Excitement means here he is getting excited with anger. We have to quarrel. Sometimes we may have to engage in litigation. Rambhadra Prabhu last so many, almost more than decade, he has been into litigation. Sometimes there are differences in our realizations concerning the proper meaning of the particular mantras of the scriptures or a particular point. There may be differences and discussions. It is not undesirable. We should discuss. We should discuss differences. Otherwise, how will the right understanding come about? Otherwise, if you present only to people who will never challenge you, then what is the use? Then we are not attached to the right understanding, we are attached to our own understanding. So if you have an understanding which may not be common, then we should present it to other advanced audience and get their feedback, validity. You know, what is their opinion. If they have a different opinion, then let's have a discussion. Generally, we are to think that we are not in a perfect condition. Our differences will be due to our realization, our degree of realization. Everything varies, but differences among the main principles is deplorable and will cause disturbance to the newcomers. The basic principles of bhakti may difference hai, then it will cause disturbance to the newcomers. Basic cheez mein. It is a great catastrophe for the newcomers. They have come with open faith of a very mild standard, Komala Shraddha. Their faith is not so high, not so intense, that they will be able to tolerate many things which seem to be like discord. Abhi andar aate aate unko Ritvik ke baare mein bhi sunai diya. You know, they hear about Ritviks and Rashtravad and so many things within devotees. You know, they hear different things. So then it can be a great catastrophe for the newcomers. The difficulty is with them. Whenever such things are happening, generally the Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava should try to keep the beginners outside. So, therefore he says that a Madhyamadhikari Vaishnava should try to keep the beginners outside when there is that kind of a discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, he was reading na, this, maybe in ashram you would have discussed. They should not be allowed to enter into these discussions and differences. The quarrel, litigation and all these things. That is why Gauranga Prabhu was appreciative of Rambhadra Prabhu. Literally from the beginning of his joining the ashram.
You were also shocked.
He joined the ashram when he was hardly chanting 4 rounds. Bhaktirasam Maharaj, you saw him. He said, "Take a join Guru." How many rounds you are chanting? He said, "Maharaj, 4 rounds. 4 times. It is undesirable for the beginners to see the differences between the higher personalities whom we consider to be upper rank. You see, Maharaj is writing very, very powerful points. It is undesirable for the beginners to see the differences between the higher personalities whom we consider to be upper rank. So between leaders, if there is no
unity,
yeah, same, if they are not on the same page, then it creates disturbance in the beginners.
Okay, sometimes people spread or something. These are different factions, actually they don't see eye to eye. People start spreading this kind of words, and that also destroys the faith.
Yeah.
It may not be like that. They may have different styles, where it's, they are not against each other.
Yeah.
They are happy, but you think they have a problem.
Right? Yeah.
Then that person gets
affected. Yeah. When? Right to information.
Nowadays, because of media, something happens, so like in the media, some issues between Indians and foreigners. Everyone starts to go, other people are getting involved with that. It's just calling new people, they come to work with that issue as well.
So, in Bangalore,
the pictures, so, we all have problem internally as well. One of the people who are like that, they start, then they never join.
Correct, correct.
Never join. So, usually when people talk, we just, we don't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. To new people, whenever I say, when 1,000 times I would have heard people say that, "Oh, Bangalore, I have been." I said, "Oh, yes, that is ISKCON temple only, no?" I said, "Yes, yes, yes." What is the need? There is no need. I say, I have never been to Bangalore. Actually, literally, I have been to Bangalore only twice. And once was before I was a devotee. And only once after I was a devotee, and I was just passing through Bangalore. So, Eki temple gaya udhar, Seshadripuram temple, wo bhi main jaake thoda dress change karke thoda prasad lene ke liye gaya bas. Nahin. So, when newcomers see differences between the higher personalities, it is not desirable for them. It will affect their faith. That is why you don't know how much the simple temple video has actually inspired people all around, all over the world. Even Yamuna Mataji talks so many times. Whoever used to come to Sharanagati, she used to show that video to them. Because that's a very powerful message actually. It's a very, very powerful message. Simple temple. At that time, they may give their attention towards the scriptures. There is less quarreling, but in scriptures there is also quarreling because their recommended advice is for different stages. So even between scriptures there are different. You see what point he is making here? So adhikar, even between scriptures there are different injunctions. One says karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Later he says sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Same person, different injunctions, exactly opposite injunctions. So he says that because their recommended advice is for different stages. अलग अलग अधिकारों के लिए दिया हुआ इंजंक्शन से क्या चल रहा है? प्रोग्रेस मीन्स क्वारल, एलिमिनेशन एंड एक्सेप्टेंस मीन्स क्वारल, वन कंडम्स अनदर, प्रोग्रेस मीन्स सच, वी कॉन्ट अवॉइड इट ऑल टूगेदर बट स्टिल प्रोग्रेस इज देयर, वी मस्ट नॉट बी अफ्रेड, बिकॉज वेन पीपल कम टूगेदर and discuss difference of opinions, from that the right knowledge will come.
Even we ourselves may advance, we also go to interview about it, because some principles we discuss should be accepted as favorable. As you advance, then
we realize that it is actually unfavorable. Yeah.
Then we go ahead, then we again
identify. Even internally. Internal quarrel, correct.
It is become into personality. Then also they are progressing at different levels.
Yeah. So internal quarrel is also good. Same scripture. अभी वो example दिया ना? उसको नहीं चले। कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाचन। कर्म करो, आपका धर्म करो। Same Krishna tells, सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज। Contradictory instructions. The contradiction, na? Contradiction means quarrel.
Out of context.
वही बोल रहा हूँ. Out of context. इसलिए आपको आपको ये contradiction नहीं दिख रहा है, because you have heard it so many times.
New person reads.
New person will read. You will think क्या एक ही अर्जुन को दो अलग अलग चीज बोल रहा है.
इसको दोनों context मालूम, एक ही context मालूम.
हाँ. हाँ, तो अलग अलग स्टेजेस का रिकमेंडेशन है. सो दिस इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग वन नीड्स टू नो व्हाइल स्टडिंग स्क्रिप्चर्स, किसके लिए लागू है. ये अगर समझ में नहीं आया तो वर्स कोट करके कुछ फायदा नहीं है. द वर्स हैज नो मीनिंग. तो आई यू से दैट दिस इज यू नो प्रॉपर ब्रिटिश फार्माकोपिया मेडिसिन है, और आईपी मतलब क्या, इंडियन फार्माकोपिया मेडिसिन है. वो टीके बाबा कौन सा डिसीज के लिए है वो बताओ, वही मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट है ना. बीपी हो या आईपी हो उससे मतलब नहीं है. यू शुड नो विच डिसीज इट इज फॉर, दैट इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग. सो इन स्टडिंग स्क्रिप्चर्स, more important than knowing that verse is to know what is the context of that verse. Kiske liye lagu hai wo verse, wo important hai. Otherwise there are many many Sanskrit verses. Just because some Sanskrit verse is there, that does not mean it is meant for you to follow. Like that. So that is Krodha Vegam. इंटरेस्टिंगली क्रोध वेगम में सबसे ज्यादा लिखा है महाराज ने. कैन यू रिकलेक्ट सम ही वॉज टेलिंग क्रोध काम इन टर्म्स ऑफ less towards the opposite sex. In that context he was using the word kama. So
Jeeving asking ki bhai handing dissatisfaction. Out of 10 people feel dissatisfaction because of lust. But 8 people have to have the relationship problem.
Yeah. Yeah, internal quarrel and external is maybe when two people come and confront, not in a confrontational mode, but अरे आप ऐसे कैसे बोले, अरे मैं इसलिए बोला, ओ अच्छा, then it leads to you know both person trying to understand the other person's perspective. of that particular thing. So it is a progress actually. Otherwise internally वो ये इसके बारे में कुछ सोचेगा, वो उसके बारे में कुछ सोचेगा, then you know it is not progress. But when confrontation comes, come let's put it on the table and discuss, then at least there is some progress. Otherwise you just try to avoid confrontation, then it is not progress actually. Yeah, correct, because their experiences are different. No? Yeah. Impulse of the tongue. Can you recollect what did we see in impulse of anger के बारे में क्या क्या देखा हमने? When you see a very advanced person becoming angry, like for example Prabhupada becoming angry on his disciple, then it is for the benefit of the disciple. Yeah. What else? Protect newcomers from, keep them away openly, उनके सामने आप differences discuss मत करो. मेन प्रिंसिपल्स में डिफरेंसेस नहीं होना चाहिए. एवरीथिंग वेरीज बट डिफरेंसेस अमंग्स द मेन प्रिंसिपल्स इज डिप्लोरेबल एंड इट विल कॉज डिस्टर्बेंसेस टू द न्यू कमर्स. सो इवन बेसिक चीज में इफ टू लीडर्स आर टेलिंग टू कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट थिंग्स, देन इट कैन ब्रेक द फेथ ऑफ द न्यू कमर. इट्स अ गेट great catastrophe for the newcomers. Differences. They have come with open faith of a very mild standard, matlab komala shraddha. Their faith is not so high, not so intense that they will be able to tolerate many things which seem to be like discord. The difficulty is with them. Whenever such things are happening, generally the Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava should try to keep the beginners outside. This is very important. Your discussion, your difference of opinion, you privately discuss, not in front of beginners. That is why even Govind Prabhu recommended that brahmachari class be divided into two sections, age wise, because certain things I cannot tell you, you don't have the experience to digest. Reasonable, that's a fair point. That is why some people take it to such a, it is so fine-tuned that 3-4 people may come together in Krishna consciousness. Like for example, Krishna Smaran Prabhu. So I have seen unka preaching was happening in our college. So few of the students, they were interested, so they joined together and unka kaisa rehta tha, tapes aata tha. So first 1-2 months ke liye the whole group used to get the same tape, but after 2 months usme bhi classification ho gaya. They will not get the same tape, they'll get different tapes based on their already sequestration ho gaya, matlab shreni alag alag shreni mein divide ho gaya already 2 mahina mein. So they will get separate tapes. Exam nahi. Krishna Swami Prabhu's student, he he is taking care of that group.
Yeah.
He will observe and accordingly recommend and alag alag. And one group ka log dusra log ka lecture suni nahi sakte. Dete bhi nahi. Share. They will not share. They will not try to hear also. And you have to hear it only in order. Aisa matlab like that. Ek devotee.
Global large
Hari Gopal ka bahut khas inspiration. They should not be allowed. Okay, ye ho gaya. Okay, next the impulse of the tongue. Jihva vegam. This means the urge for that which is very tasteful. I am a servant to that, a slave to tastefulness. Jihva vegam means our attraction to a particular taste. One may have attraction for pungent, bitter, sweet or sour. That is jihva vegam. The tongue always wants to taste that sort of thing. Whatever is tasteful may be detrimental to my health, yet I cannot control my tongue. Out of greed, I may take something that may not be the proper diet for me. I take something and then I take more, but it is not necessary for my health, or it is not recommended good for my health. I should try not to fall prey to my tongue and become its slave. Now, how to avoid jihva vegam? The process is that whatever I am taking, I should think, how has the sadhu, the guru or God tasted it? Eisha Krishna Aswadilo. Acha? Kese? Acha. Oh, acha, acha. The material thing should be subservient. It's not that if it's something is tasty, you should not eat. But Maharaj is telling the material thing should be subservient. The material thing should be subservient. And our attention should be directed towards the subjective feeling of the higher personalities. How they have tasted it. That should be our, that is the key to escape from material taste. Jagannath ji has tasted it, or like that. Mahaprabhu tried to avoid sweet things. I am a sannyasi, so I must keep a standard. If I take sweet things, then everyone will do like that. It's not proper. Then Swarup Damodar said, that is the negative side. But you will take prasad. That is the positive side. So it's a change of perspective. So it is not like, don't see it as sweet. Learn to see it as prasad. I mean, that is for us. He is not telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn to see it as prasad. The positive thing is you are taking prasad and people will see that. Jagannath kaichi karyachen bhojan. How did Jagannath? You must have direct experience of how Jagannath tasted it. Wo aapko pata hai? From the objective world to take it to the subjective, all feelings should be collected and applied towards the higher plane and it must be drawn from the lower plane. So rather than focusing on the material aspect of it, try to see the spiritual aspect. Oh, this is Krishna Prasad. This has been tasted by Krishna. This has been tasted by Jagannath. So this is about the impulse of the tongue, which means he is suggesting change of perspectives. Rather than accepting or rejecting it based on your tongue, accept it or reject it based on the higher perspective. Oh, Jagannath ji has offered it. I remember this is one symptom of progress also. I remember hearing from His Holiness Rompath Swami Maharaj that how every Kartik, I don't know if he still does that, every Kartik he used to be in Vrindavan teaching at VIHE some courses. So at that time he used to, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu used to give him prasadam. Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu was the pujari and cook. Cook and he was the cook and pujari of Krishna Balaram. So he used to matlab ek chota katori sabji, ek chota katori dal, ek katori rice. But he used to say that, but it was cooked with so much love and devotion that under ordinary circumstances that is not at all sufficient for me. And during Kartik I used to take one meal and he used to give me only one katori rice, one katori dal, one katori sabji. But it used to be so satisfying that I never used to feel hungry. So this is learning to see, matlab even the senses have learned to see the from the higher perspective. It is not just in the taste but in how it is, with what mood it is cooked. That if Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu would have cooked and offered it to Krishna Balaram, it would have been tasted by Krishna Balaram. Therefore it is satisfying. Like that. So for anger, what does he suggest? He says it is good. Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, yeah, he does talk about dovetailing also. But he says that it will be there, and between the differences of opinion are good. When people come together, then it is good for progress. And about tongue, he says, start looking at the higher perspective, the spiritual, transfer it to the spiritual plane. Now, the impulses of the belly and the genitals. Jihva Vegam means the urge for that which is palatable to the tongue, and Udara Vegam means the urge to fill one's belly. We think, no, I have not eaten, I have not taken much food, the belly seems to be very vacant to me, I shall take more. That is Udara Vegam. More and more, then it will swell. We should only take that amount of food that is necessary to keep up the health. Upastha Vegam is the urge to get a pleasing sensation from the ladies and the desire for the company of women for the men and for the men the woman and for the woman the men. We should try to check that tendency within us. That is mental. It is not even in the soul. So which means he is telling it is just the mind that is screaming. It is not the soul. Manasijam. Vishahetadira. That is only in the mind. And that is the worst cause of our wandering in this world. Even from the tree to the demigods, this sort of tendency is flowing. And we must be very cautious not to fall prey to such a flow. Tree to demigods. It is a universal and very powerful flow. And we must try our best to keep aloof from the flow of that plane as much as possible. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, Tomara kanaka bhogera janaka kanakera dware sevaha madhava kaminira kama nahetava dhama tahara malika kevala yadava. So, he says, Tomara kanaka bhogera janaka. So, the money that you have, you will use it in mundane pleasure. Kanakera dware sevaha madhava. Rather use that kanaka to serve madhava. Lakshmipati. Kaminira kama nahe tava dhama. So it is not your jurisdiction, he says. The desire for women is not your business. It is Krishna's business, he says. Tahara malika kevala yadava. So, her malika is Krishna. So, it is nahe tava dhama. It is not your jurisdiction. It is from Vaishnav K. Bhajan by Dushtaman. The enjoying aspect of woman is not for you. It is only reserved for Krishna. Tahara malika kevala yadava. Krishna is the only enjoyer of the beauty of anything to be enjoyed from the woman section. It is mentioned there literally in this verse. One gentleman came to our Guru Maharaj in Calcutta and said, "What do you mean by this? Then who are we? Have you written this in the literal sense? That all the women are meant only for the enjoyment of Krishna, Krishna only and no one else? Is it literal? Are you serious about it?" Prabhupada here refers to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and said, "Yes, yes, that is the true naked meaning of this. Such a type of enjoyment is one meant only for Krishna and all others are trespassers." Kanaka, money. The master of money is Narayan, Lakshmipati, and we are all his servants, more or less in different ways. And Baladev, the guru, is the master of name and fame. Kanaka, Kamini, Pratishta. Kamini is to be adjusted for the Krishna conception. Otherwise, we are lost. So, he says, adjustment. How do you adjust? He says, adjust anger by dovetailing in Krishna's, against Krishna's, those who are against Krishna's devotees. And Jihva Vegam adjusted by the higher perspective. And he says, Kamini, he says, adjusted by understanding that it is meant for Krishna. It must be adjusted with him. Any lady consciousness must have connection with Krishna. So he says, intelligent adjustment. That is the last theme that he discusses. Yeah. we are told that this jihva vegam, udara vegam and upastha vegam are in a line. They all help each other. We must be very careful to be rid of them. They are so much disaster in one's life and have spoiled so many lives. We should be careful in our dealings with them. Jihva, udara and upastha. Rather, we are slaves to them. These different types of mentalities are masters and I am their slave. We must be independent of all these masters. So he quotes this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kamadinam katina katita palita nurnideshas tesham jata mahina karuna natrapano pashantihi utsrajyaitanata yadupate sampratam labdha buddhis vamayata sharanam abhayam mam niyungshvatma dasye. So he says, for so long I have obeyed the wicked dictates of lust, anger, greed, madness, delusion and hatred. Yet they never took pity on me and I have felt neither shame nor the desire to give them up. O Lord of the Yadu dynasty, now that my intelligence has been awakened, I am leaving them behind. I surrender myself unto you who grant fearlessness. Please now engage me in your service. Tvam ayata sharanam abhayam mam niyungshva atmadasye. Please engage me in your service. Labdha buddhihi. I have now attained intelligence. Utsrajya etan ata yadupate sampratam labdha buddhihi. Now I have attained that intelligence. So therefore I am now giving up this dictates of lust, anger, greed, madness, delusion, like that. These desires are my lords and they are using me as their slave and such a helpless life I am leading here. In the name of a human being, I have got so many shameful tendencies within me that even an animal cannot come to such a low standard. This is our self-analysis. Our real nature will be like this, a shameful nature within. Our real enemies are within, not without. And within, the Lord is there in the heart, and the kingdom of the Lord is much higher. He says, the shameful tendencies are also within and the Lord is also within. We have that consolation, hope and prospect. So we have hope, we have prospect. Our prospects are bright because the solution is also within. We must give a bond and try to keep that promise. So he says that fix some goal and try to follow it with determination. That is what he is telling. We must give a bond and try to keep that promise. Then help will come from that higher plane and it will drive away all these superficial enemies that are dancing like demons on the surface of our mind, which means determination. Both on the platform of Vishaya Sangara and Niyamakshama. Positive goals and also, you know, to refrain the senses from the sense object. And help will come from within if we seek it and if we cooperate. So if we are properly prayerful, help will come from within. And when it comes, we have to cooperate. in whatever form it comes. The agents of the Lord are more powerful. If we really invite them, then the sadhus, the agents of the Supreme Lord, will come and drive away all these things. Dale badva hanyeham iti bakabit vartma pagane kurutvam vukkaran avati sayata tvam manayita. So he says. So ye manasiksha hai. One devotee who had attended the online course, he wrote an email, and the subject was hanyeham. Long email. Hanyeham, please protect me. Cooperate. It means help will come with some inconvenience. Abhi humko B12 come hai. So help will come in the form of injection. So we have to cooperate. Like our Gangana Chaitanya Prabhu. मैं आपका अटेंशन को उधर से निकालने के लिए आपका नाम बोला. सो वी हैव टू कोऑपरेट. यू कैन नॉट शाउट लाइक हिम. नहीं चाहिए, नहीं चाहिए. These demoniac demons, the agents of the Lord are more powerful if we really invite them. So basically the point is, when the help comes, it will come with some inconvenience. So if we cooperate, then we will be benefited. These demoniac demonstrations on the surface of the mind. Okay, if we really invite them, then the sadhus, the agents of the Supreme Lord, will come and drive away all these things. Kurutvam putkaran avati sayata tvam manayita. So the means of overcoming these urges is to be in the association of devotees. Call them. See, call them for help when the attack has started. And stay with them so that you don't get attacked. So when we are attacked, call for help. But if we are constantly in association, then we will be protected from such attacks also. These demoniac demonstrations on the surface of the mind will be driven away forever, and we will have happy engagement in the service of the Lord. So in the association only it is possible to be in happy engagement in the service of the Lord. We will be free from all these demoniac masters. That is not a cheap achievement. It is a very significant achievement. Gradually it will be controlled. If you want to hunt an animal, it takes some time to kill it. These anarthas are there, and to dispense with them some time is necessary. But the energy to kill them, to remove them, should be gathered by us from higher sources.
So
then with less energy we can do away with them. So which means if the association of devotees is there, then it is easy to do away with them. If we are alone, to struggle with them, overcome them is very, very difficult. Right, depends on how much at the time of death, what stage of devotional service we are in, it depends on that. If you are at the stage of anartha nivritti, then we will not hear Krishna only. If you are at the stage of nishta, ruchi, we may hear both. If you are at the stage of bhava, maya will not come close only. So it depends on at what stage of our devotional development we are in at the time of death. Depends on that. So Yamuna Mataji used to always say, I am ready. My future is bright. I know. My future is bright. So she had full trust and she could see that her future was bright. She was not afraid. So like that. So it depends on how much we have, what stage of devotional service we are in at the time of death. उतना जोर से हमको माया का सुनाई देगा. ओके, सो वी विल कंटिन्यू दिस डिस्कशन टुमारो. सो आफ्टर वी कंप्लीट टुमारो, आई थिंक आई विल सेंड द पीपीटी टू एवरीवन. सो यू प्लीज डू सम प्रिपरेशन एंड कम. So, some reflection, some remembrance. So share something. We are not just going to recollect. Recollection kal karenge hum, quick revision, because once this gets over. But then, and then I will give you, before we start verse 2, so you please go over it and important points which you liked and you have some personal reflections, you please share. That will be after this. That is just four lines, that's all. Four lines, summary of this whole verse. Saraswati Thakur ka. That is small. Char line ka summary. Yes. Yeah. So we are almost done. Tomorrow in 10 minutes, 15 minutes we will complete this. Then we will do a quick recap of what we have seen and then I will share the thing with you. Aaj hi main share kar sakta hu. I will email it to one of you and you can WhatsApp me, baki sab ko bhej sakte hain. No, I don't know. Those who have email, I can email. Huh? But no one actually shared much reflection.